Today's a journey through aesthetic realms will be presented in Ewe and English. Your subtitles in Arabic, Aglaasi or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, Ewe, French, German, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Thai and Spanish. Jajewo nyawe zon va gbogbon me mo zon zon le nu fi la gan pe nu po moji le egbe pe wona mia nya bitsa ayi nu tonton pe fi ase to khia de me sinkonye ma je creation le du konya de me le South Africa e ye mia po de konu nu dodo ade o cho gana nu ton lade sinkonye apeto Isa Al Hassan bo
Al Hassan from Ghana, but right now I'm in South Africa as a fashion designer. I learned my occupation as a professional in fashion designing in West Africa, in Nigeria. Then I went back to Ghana. I decided to move my profession down to South Africa so that I will show the rest of the Africans the kind of talent I have in African designs. I choose to design African clothes because I was born in Africa as an African. I choose also to be a servant who is going to advertise Africa to the rest of the world.
De dada de epe de konu kwa sintia apeto Hassan do achonu le alokpasinye gana pe de konu nu dodonu.
This one here I'm wearing is open shirt, but it was mixed both South Africa and West African material. You can see how is it by the sleeve and the collar. It's a material from Ghana that we use for Ghanaian tradition. If you go to Ghana, wherever in Ghana, you can find this kind of designs. It's a design for Ghana, Ashanti Kingdom. They believe that is the color of their ancestors. That's the color you're supposed to use before you become a really traditional person in West Africa.
Africa, no nuwo penu dodo wonye achande deko. Eye wono claim inya dodo. Apeto Al Hassan ponu cho epe. Ntonton yeye wo le dekonu pe susu wonu.
Here is South African design. This dress is most designed here in South Africa for the people of South Africa and the people of Africa. We design it in this shop, Majid Creation. All this material is from here, South Africa. And right here we have a South African design. This is three pieces: a dress, a skirt, and a slipper, all made by Majid Creation in this shop. This is a material called shweshwe, a South African material mixed with gold diano, a South African material also. This is a design with a Sotho head on it. Whoever sees this, he knows that it's a Sotho tradition in South Africa. Yeah, the head of a Sotho. The color is brown and mixed with gold diano. Yeah, it's a traditional for Sotho, and even some of Zulus and other traditional. If you want it in your tradition, bring a symbol of your tradition. Then we can put on it so that it will be yours.
Apeto Al-Hassan, Gafiami Nundodo Siwo, Afrika Nyonwo Ado Le Pedesia de Hohome.
This is straight dress with different kind of materials collaborated to make a dress. And the design, you can see here, is something similar to Chinese collar. And you can see with the pleat down, most of the ladies can use it. And some people believe that this kind of dress is for elderly person in Africa. But not at all. A lady also can use it whenever and wherever she wants it. It's all for both winter and summer. You can use it.
Are they for special occasions?
It's not for special occasion. As an African, wherever you want to go, you can wear it. Dinner, parties, weddings, wherever, or meeting.
Tell us what inspired you to make all these different patterns.
As a human being, we have different views and what we like. Someone likes a dress, someone likes a two-piece. Someone likes open shirt, someone likes afro shirt. So it's different. You cannot decide what you think for yourself and do it. You must do something that will inspire someone to come into your shop. From that, you also are advertising Africa.
Benyasiao Megbela, Nyaji Nyachocho, Cho Apeto, Al Hassan Bo, Leta Dojinu, Si De Megbena, Ndodo Nye Siao, Taflache No. Nufiela gan pe nuko molagbo. Va mozozon to gbogbon menu wo me le nu fi ala gan pe nu po mo ji yayi mi a pe bia bia oji ple gana nu tola al hasan afrika nyonu wo de dada kenye ko de wo pe de konu nu dodo wo ji sedena wa mama wo ple afisi wo tola ne fia wo pe ava wo nye asinu wowo eye wo tonede amia pe jiji di wo tua veviade le avotiatiame
The material that we use, some from Central Africa, some from West Africa, some from East Africa, and some also from South Africa here. You know that As a fashion designer, if you collaborate this kind of design, this kind of material, and this kind of material, you can create something that will represent an African. You don't just choose any material. You must know that this material is a material that represents Africa.
African clothes are very colorful. Why is that?
That is the color of Africa. That is the color of the tradition. Because you go in many traditions, you will see several colors. Even the color that you did not expect, you will see it. For me, what I think is, that is what they choose. Because whenever you are going, you will like to wear something which is going to attract the people. So you make sure that you will find a color which is good for you, and definitely is going to be good for someone else. So you will mix it, you will do something very nice so that someone will know that you wear something beautiful. That shows the beauty of an African, and it really shows that you are African. Even back in Ghana, there are certain clothes, if you wear, they know that you are from this tribe or this part of the country. Like if you go to Volta, they have the Akala. If you come to Ashanti, they have the Akala. If you go to Greater Accra, they have the Akala. And I know it's the same as South Africa here. They have different colors. If you go to Zulu tradition, they have the Akala. You go to Pedi, you go to Kosa, you know, you get different colors.
Apeto Al-Hassan, pe alokpa nundodo, pole amade de hosiwo, de Afrika pe jojome, tugbe jeje, pole epe ganyenye shfia, enamyanya nu tohedeo, penu vanyenye.
I have this kind of design in my hands here. You can see it's so many colors. We have blue, we have yellow, we have green. The yellow represents a sun, and the green it represents the planet and the forest in Africa. You can see even the design, it's a flourish. In Africa here, you can go to so many places, you will find a flourish. This design here represents the sun, the brighter. That shows truly Africa. And you can see how we design it with a yellow panel that will match with the designs we have here on the neck. As you can see, this is really beautiful. And whoever wears this, you know that it's truly African. You can see it's very nice. Whenever a customer came in here, that's the first thing they used to look.
Why do you think Africans like to wear bright colors?
Yeah, to me as a designer, I think that is what Africans believe in, and they are advertising the kind of people they are, the kind of continent they have, because you cannot be proud or be smiling when you are in a dark color, but definitely if you wear something brighter and beautiful, you will come out so that somebody will see you and he or she also will like to do the same as that. But if you believe in yourself, you are very gentle and very respectful, and you want people to come closer to you, you will wear something brighter. That will show the kind of person you are and the kind of continent you belong to and the kind of tradition you have.
Can you please tell us Ghanaian clothes and then how it has evolved over time?
Definitely, Ghanaian designs has developed for the past years. It has developed to the extent that now I know it's enough. Wherever you go across the world, you will get Ghanaian designs. People across the world, not only Africa, even Europe, Asia, America, people like it.
Peter Al-Hassan Kapunu Cho Alesi Africa to Pelonlona Amadede Kekleo Diajime Koko Fiana.
If you come to Africa, you will see many colors. That the color that brings the kind of habit we have in Africa here. The colors that when you will see a sun. The color that will attract you to approach the kind of person you are talking to or the kind of person who's passing by. That shows a truly African who would like to collaborate with any kind of person around the world.
Ninda akpena mi vievie apeto Al-Hassan na wo poplo ideme le Afrika to pe nudodo ple ntonto wonti na amadede ple nkodede le Afrika to pe de konun dodo nepo asi hoho eye wa hedi jova amesubobe agbemele hihi ame. Nemye jibe yapo gomesubo le apeto Al-Hassan pen tonton tila taflache metere ntile Maje Creation corner of Troy and Jeep Street Johannesburg. Le Asan Velia pe fiase alofa ve we adre men. Le Pan African House, South Africa. Ebe telefono enye o eve adre eton o deka o asheke asheke deka asheke ebe email enye icolicreation@gmail.com npola jijoto o apena mi de mi ape anyi nono plemile mozozon to gbogbon menu o me le nu fiola gan pe nu pomo ladi esi akrodo enye la madu madu asi ho ho pe agbe nono le nya jojo o megbe nti fafa tugbe jeje ple asi ho ho ne klende eyi de sia de me le mi ape agbe me. Delightful viewers, thank you for joining us today on A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms on Supreme Master Television. Up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living after Noteworthy News. May peace, beauty and nobility shine on every moment of your life.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR